Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. Redfish Bay is a popular destination for anglers.
In fact, this area is number one for guided fishing trips and second highest along the Texas coast for private boat anglers. Visitors outnumber locals 2-1.
Popularity comes with a price, says Faye Grubbs, a coastal fisheries biologist based in Corpus Christi. Seagrass provides essential food and habitat for marine life, yet submerged propellers severely trench the area, uprooting the aquatic plants. There is a regulation to protect these plants.
And the basics of that regulation are there's no uprooting of seagrass allowed inside this scientific area. That includes 32,000 acres. Now, boaters are allowed throughout the area. No area is shut down. Trolling motors and anchors are exempted from the regulations. So if you do uproot any seagrass by using one of those devices, you're exempted from the law.
Trolling motors and anchors are exempt because any damage they might inflict is minimal.
Overall, what we're trying to do is really get boaters to think about what they're doing out in the water. The onus and the responsibility is on the boater to know the area he's fishing in and also protect and preserve some of the habitat that supports the fish that he's fishing for.
The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.